AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Arkansas Supreme Court upheld the state's rejection of signature petitions for an abortion rights ballot initiative, keeping the proposal from going before voters in Arkansas in November. Election officials said the group behind the measure did not properly submit documentation regarding the signature gatherers it hired. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is awaiting tonight's acceptance speech by Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention.
It's like a proud sibling. She and I served together in the Senate. I know who she is, I know what she's about, and I can't wait until America hears from her.
Harris campaign spokesman Michael Tyler says there's a difference between the Democrats' convention in Chicago and the Republican convention.
When Donald Trump finally took the stage on the final night of the RNC, we were told it would be a seminal moment in this election, the moment when he found a new tone, finally turned his focus from himself to the American people. We were told Trump would finally act like a president. Well, we're still waiting for that Donald Trump to show up, but if you are looking for a president, you'll see her on stage tonight.
Donald Trump is campaigning today in Arizona. Home sales ended a four-month lull,
rising 1.3% to 3.95 million annually. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. That's slightly higher than economists were expecting. The uptick is attributed to more properties coming on the market. Lawrence Yun, the NAR's chief economist, says home sales are still sluggish, but consumers are definitely seeing more choices and affordability is improving. The average rate on a 30-year loan, around 6.5%, is the lowest in more than a year. With a cooling job market and waning inflation, there's a high expectation that the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate next month for the first time in 4 years. I'm Jennifer King.
A Guatemalan national has been indicted, accused in the U.S. of helping to coordinate a human smuggling effort that ended with 53 migrants dead in a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio in 2022. This is AP News. Taylor Swift says she did not speak about the cancellation of her Vienna concerts 2 weeks ago out of restraint, so she could end the tour safely. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Taylor Swift says in an Instagram statement, "Thanks to the actions of authorities, we were grieving concerts and not lives." Her shows in Vienna were abruptly called off as three men were arrested for allegedly plotting an attack at one of them. Swift says the cancellations filled her with fear and guilt, but she was not going to speak publicly about it if it might provoke those who wanted to harm her fans. She says it's with great relief that the tour ended safely with her five concerts in London over the past week. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Spen, the elder partner in a world-famous same-sex penguin couple, celebrated in Australian school books and at an annual gay rights parade, has died at the age of 11 at an aquarium in Sydney. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.